Hey, today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. We're holding up the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. So someone who extinguishes a candle on Shabbos, sometimes he's going to be chayiv, sometimes he's going to be patur. We're going to discuss in this Mishnah in which circumstances he's chayiv, in which circumstances he is patur. Hamechabes in Meshu Mesiare Mivnei Nachrim. If a person is afraid of Nachrim that made a law that you're not allowed to light candles on their holidays, and therefore he needs to extinguish the candles so he doesn't get caught, umepnei listim, or because he's afraid that people are going to know that he's there and they're going to rob him or they're going to mug him, so he has to put out his candle, or mipnei ruach ra'a, because of some sort of evil spirit in the dark, it's the spirit won't find him, I guess, or mipnei achola sheyishan, or he puts out the candle in order that an ill person should be able to fall asleep. Pater, in all those cases, he's going to be pater. Kechasal ener, kechasal shem, kechasal psila chayiv. But if he's mechabed ener because he's afraid that the kli that's holding the oil is going to break from the heat, or he doesn't want to use up all the oil, or he doesn't want to ruin the wick, then he's going to be chayiv. Then he's going to be chayiv to bring karm lechatos. Rabbi Yossi poter b'chulan chutz min al psila bnei shu'al sapechem. Rabbi Yossi says that in all these cases, if you're mechabed, you're pater, except for the case where you're chasal apsila, where you're concerned for the wick, because that makes the psila into a pecham with that kiboy, with that extinguishing. So the Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means. We'll get there. So now we have a machlokas tanaim, someone who does a malacha shein shricha legufa, meaning a person does a malacha for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. Rabbi Yehuda holds you chayiv, Rabbi Shimon holds you are potter. So the Gemara explains who holds which shita is reflected in our Mishnah. So midiktani seifa chayiv, from the fact that the seifa of our Mishnah says that someone is mechabe aner bishogeg because he's chas al aner or al apsila, that he's chayiv echatos shmamina Rabbi Yehuda hi. It makes it sound like our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that melach shein tzricha legufa is chayiv because someone is mechabe aner, since he's chas al aner or chas al apsila, doesn't really require the kibui. He just doesn't want the ner to get ruined. He doesn't want the psila to get ruined. That is a melach shein tzrich l'gufa. But Reisha, the Reisha of our Mishnah, that says that if you're mechabes so that a chola can go to sleep, you're potter, b'maya sikna. What type of chola are we talking about? Even chola sheyesh bo sakana, if we're talking about a chola sheyesh bo sakana, where you're allowed even lechachila to be mechabes and therefore because of pikuach nefesh, mutter mi bayalei. It shouldn't have said potter, it should have said mutter, because it's 100% mutter for a chola sheyesh bo sakana. Even chola shein bo sakana, and if we're dealing with a chola who's ein bo sakana in the Reisha, that you're not allowed to do a malach for him, then chayiv chatos mi bayalei. Then the Tana should have said he's chayiv chatos, even though you don't need the actual kibui, and the kibui is a machshen tzricha legufa. So our Mishnah seems to be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that someone who does a machshen tzricha legufa is chayiv. So answers the Gemara, le'olam the chol sheyesh bo sakana. Now maybe we're really talking about a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Obedinu de lisni mutter. And really, you're right. It should have said mutter. Vaydin by the Mishnah Seifa, chayiv tanan amiresha. But for the symmetry, to keep the Seifa and the Reisha aligned, since the Seifa is going to use the word Chayiv, the Reisha uses a word that is the opposite of Chayiv, which is Pater, rather than the word Mutter. V'hadatani, Rabbi Yoshia, im b'shvil ha'cholosh yishan lo yichabev im kiva Pater avalasar, hei b'choloshen b'osakan of Rabbi Shimon hi. And that which a Braisa tells us, that if you're putting out a candle so that a sick person could go to sleep, so you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, it's Pater avalasar, that's assuming that it's a chol she'ein bo sakana, and we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that holds that someone who does a malach she'ein tzrich l'gufa is pater, and that's why it says pater. Good. So our Mishnah reflects the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that a malach she'ein tzrich l'gufa is chayiv, and the reason why you're pater when you're putting out a ner for a chola is because it's a chola she'yesh bo sakana, where it's actually not just pater, it's even mutter. Now, now that we're on the topic of putting out a candle for a chola, shol she'lezu le'ela me'rabi tanchum de minnoi ma'al l'chabos putzina denura mekame bi'isha b'shabata. So this shayla was asked in front of Rabbi Tanchum from the place called Noi. What's the halacha? Is it mutzah to be mechaba on Shabbos a lit candle for a chola sheyesh bo sakana in order that the chola should be able to go to sleep? So says the Gemara. Before we answer, Rabbi Tanchum answers the shayla. So a little bit of agada before the answer comes. Pasach v'yamer Ant Shlomo, you Shlomo Melech, on chachmascha, where is your wisdom? On savasnusach, where is your understanding? Lo deyach shedvarecha zosin divrei David avicha, el shedvarecha zosin zeh. It's not enough that the things that you say contradict things that your father David said. Things that you say even contradict themselves. David avicha amar lo amesim yahalulu ka. David, your father said that the deceased cannot praise God. And you say in Koheles that I praise the dead because they died more than the living because that are still alive. So apparently you hold that Mesim are more chashuv than Chayim. And then you went back and said who told him that a live dog is better than a dead lion. So apparently living is more chashuv. So you saw so what your father said, and then you saw so what you said. Lo kashuv. So Sarastiva. Had the kamer davar Mesim ya Luka. Hachi kamer. Yolam yasakadim zor mitzvos kodim shiyamos. What David HaMelech was saying when he emphasized that dead people can no longer praise God is that a person has to push himself to engage in Torah and mitzvos before he dies. Shekim and Shemez, batal min haTorah min haMitzvos. Because once he dies, he's no longer going to be able to engage in Torah and mitzvos. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu shevach bo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer going to be able to be praised through him. Ve'ayin dam Rabbi Yochanan, ma'id d'chsiv b'meisim chavshi, and that's aligned with what Rabbi Yochanan says. What does the pasuk mean in Tehillim when it says, in death there is freedom? Once a person dies, he becomes free from Torah mitzvahs. He's no longer able to engage in Torah mitzvahs. When Shlomo says that I praise the dead people more than the living tzaddikim, because tzaddikim are gadol b'misasam yosur mivchayim shek shechatu yisov b'midbar. That's because when the Jewish people sinned with the chedah egel, Amen Moshe l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'amar kama tefilos v'tachnunum l'fanan. Moshe offered many tefilos in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'lo nen any words and answered. Uksha amar, but once he says zechor l'avam nitzok l'yisrael avdecha, remember our deceased forefathers, miyad netner, right away he was answered. So lo yafar mishlom shabeach ani yasam esim shekvar mesim. That's what Shlomo HaMelech meant, and it was very good that the zuchus of the deceased is greater than the zuchus of the living. Dover acher, another explanation of what Shlomo meant when he was praising the deceased tzaddikim. Min hagush shalal melech basav dam gozu gzeira savik mekayim osa savik ein mekayim osa. Normally, when a human king makes a gzeira, there's a suffix whether it will be fulfilled or not. Vimtim tzilam mekayim osa bechayim mekayim osa bimosa ein mekayim osa, and even if it is fulfilled, it's only going to be as long as he lives, but not after he's dead. V'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu gazer kama gzeiros, v'tikin kama takanos. Moshe Rabbeinu made many gzeiros and many takanos, v'kiyamos em v'yalam alam alamim. And they're eternal. So don't you see that Shlomo HaMelech said good when he said that he's Meshabeach, the deceased people? Meaning Shlomo's Meshabeach, the earlier Mesim, more than those who are Chayim right now. That the earlier Mesim had Gzeros that far outlasted them. Those that are living today, and when they die, their Gzeros are going to be long gone. And another thing, Davar Acher. Meshabeach ani. Rabbi Tanchum said a third explanation of what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he praised the dead. Kid Rabbi Damarav, Damar Rabbi Damarav, Ma'idichsiv asei imi os l'tova v'yiru sone v'yevoshu. Amar David l'frei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam mechali al osu avon. David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive him for the sin of Bathsheba. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said machulach, you're forgiven. Amar lo asei imi os. So David said b'chaye, I want a sign during my lifetime that I've been forgiven. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "B'chayecha eini modia." I'm not going to let everybody know that you've been forgiven while you're alive. But b'chay Shlomo bincha eini modia. While your son is alive, while your son Shlomo is alive, everyone will know that you've been nimchal. What happened? Kishabana Shlomo's beis hamikdash. Shlomo HaMelech finally built the beis hamikdash. Bikesh lahachnis aron lebeis kodesh hakadoshim. He wanted to bring the aron into the kodesh hakadoshim. Dov kusha arim zebozeh, and the gates closed themselves to not allow him entry. Amar Shlomo esim rabba renados. So Shlomo said, 24 rinanos, v'lo nenen, and he wasn't answered with all of the with all of those tefillos. Pasach v'amar su sham reshecha minasu pischei olam v'yavo melech hakavod. Then he started saying, you know, open up the gates, and he started singing that pasuk. Ratu basrei lemivlei. The gates started chasing after Shlomo to swallow him up because they thought that he was referring to himself as the melech hakavod, to allow the melech hakavod in. So Amru. So the gate said to him, "Mi hu zeh melech hakavod? Who is this melech hakavod that you're referring to?" Amalu, "Hashem yizuz v'gibor." No, not me. It's Hashem that's the melech hakavod. Chazav Amar. Then he tried, "Su sharm rashechem usu pisyolam yavu melech hakavod mi zeh melech hakavod? Hashem tzvakos hu melech hakavod tzela v'lo nena." And he wasn't answered. Kivin shamar, "Hashem elokim al tashev p'nei mishichecha zachra l'chaste David avdecha." That he said, "Hashem, don't forget your anointed one. Remember all the good deeds that David used to do, miyad nana." That's when he was answered. Ba'osa sha'a neb chupnei kol sonei David, kishulei kedera. At that time, it was a great embarrassment for those who were enemies of David. V'yadu kol ha'am kol Yisrael, shemachal ha'akadosh baruch hu alo sa'avon. And everyone realized that David must have been forgiven for that sin. V'lo yafam r'shlom l'shom v'yachan yasam v'yasam shekvar mesu. So don't you see, Shlomo said very good when he said that he praises the deceased who are already dead. So you see, in their death, their mechila became evident. And that's what the pasuk says after the Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash. B'yomer Shmini Shilach Hasa'am Vayivorcha Samelch Vayelchu La'Aleim Smechem B'Tovilev Al Kol HaTova Asheras Hashem L'David Avdo U'Yisrael Amo. So we dash on the pasuk. Vayelchu La'Aleim. They went back to their tents, meaning their wives, Shematzinu Shaseim Betara, that they found that their wives were Tahar. Smechim Shenenem Yizavashchina. They were smechim that they were enjoying the glory of the Shechina. V'tovi Lev Shenesabrinu Shaseim Shalkalecha Ve'echad V'yolda Zachar. That each of their wives became pregnant and gave birth to a male offspring. Alkala Tova Sharas Hashem L'David Avdo Shemachalo Al Oso Avon. That he got Mechila for the sin with Basheva U'Yisrael Amo D'Achalu Avon D'Yom Kippurim, that there was a mechila for the sin of Yom Kippurim at the time of that they ate and drank at the time of the Chanukah Sabayi. So there was mechila for that avera as well. So that's that happened all in the aftermath of the Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Tanchum then now goes back to answer the stira in Shlomo's words. It's Kamar Shlomo ki lekelav chai hu tov min ha'aryeh ames, that a live dog is better than a dead lion. He does not mean to say that live people are more chashuv than dead people, because tzaddikim that are dead are more chashuv. What he means to say is a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yontif. K'davar Yidam Rav, Dam Rav Yidam Rav, Mai Dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean when David HaMelech asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hodieni Hashem Kitzai, Umidas Yomai Mahi, Eda Machadal Ani, tell me how long I'm going to live, David says to Hashem. Amar David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yivon Hashem, Hodieni Hashem Kitzai, let me know what's going to happen in the end with me. Amar Lo, Gzeri Himil Fanai Shein Modiyin Kitzav Shal Basar Adab. No, it's a Gzera, we have rules up here, we don't let people know exactly when they're going to die. Umidas Yomai Mahi, but let me know how long I'm going to live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gzeri Himil Fanai Shein Modiyin Midas Yomai. We don't let a person know how many days they're going to live. Let me know what day of the week I'm going to be gone. Amalo, so Hashem says, okay, I'll let you know at least that. B'Shabbos, Tammuz. You're going to die on Shabbos. Amos be'echad b'Shabbos. David HaMelech said, can I at least die on Sunday so that people could be maspid me properly? So Amalo, kevar higia malchus Shlomo b'incha. No, it's already going to be the time for the malchus of your son Shlomo. Ve'in malchus nogeh b'chaverta afilu kumalonima. And the rule is there can't be any overlap in malchus. Amos be'erev Shabbos. Okay, so let me die on Erev Shabbos. Amalo, ki tov yom b'chatzerecha me'elef. That I'd rather you live in the chatzos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day and then die afterwards than live 1,000 years in another place. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying you're too valuable as a living person. I don't want to take you early. Tov li yom echad shati yoshev al sefer Torah. Even one day of your engaging in Talmud Torah is better than me, better for me. May elef olos sha'asir shlomo vincha lahakru v'fanai al gabi hazrech. Then 1,000 karbanos that your son Shlomo is going to bring on the Mizbeach. So this is a famous story. Now that David knew he was going to die on Shabbos, and he also knew how valuable his Talmud Torah was, Tachorosh Baruch Hu, Kol Yomah D'Shabbata, every Shabbos, Havi Yosef Agoras Kula Yomah, he would sit and learn all day long. The Malach HaMavis wasn't able to get anywhere near him. The day that he was supposed to die, Kol Malach HaMavis Kameh V'lo Yachle, the Malach HaMavis went after him and he couldn't get him. So I'll have a Pasuk Pumei Megirsa, because he wouldn't stop learning. Amar Maya Avedai, so he said, what should I do to David in order that I should be able to kill him? Havale Bustona Achore Beise. There was, David had an orchard of trees behind his house. Also Malach HaMavis, Salik Ubachish Be'ilane. The Malach HaMavis came and he rattled the trees. Nafak V'nechsi, so David went out to the orchard to see what was going on out there. Have a Salik Bedarga, and he was climbing a ladder. Ifchis Darga Mitusei, a step caved in from underneath his foot. Ishtik, and that stopped him from learning for a moment. Nachnafshe, and that's exactly when the Malach HaMavis was able to get him. That's when he died. So after David died, Shlomo had two shailas. Shalach Shlomo lebe midrasha. Shlomo sent the shaila to the Beis Medrash. Abba Meis, my father died after he went from his house to the Pardes. Umutul Bachama, and his body is out in the sun, and it's muktza. You know, lebe metalto muktza. So what do I do? Am I allowed to move his body away from the sun? It shouldn't decompose and become smelly. Uklavim shall base Abba Re'evim, and the dogs of my father's house are hungry and they need to be fed. Ma'asa, what should I do that I don't leave my father out in the sun? And what should I do to feed the dogs? Sholchulei chatoch nevela v'hanach lefnei klavim v'avicha hanach lev kikaratinok v'tiltalo. So they answered both of his questions in reverse order. First they said, cut up a nevela and put that in front of the dogs so that the dogs will eat it, and your father, you could put on him a loaf of bread or a baby, and then you'll be allowed to be metal to him, and then you'll be allowed to move him, won't be muktza. So lo yafam Rashlomo kele kelev chai, who told me in Arya Ameis that for the tzorech of a kelev, in order for a dog to be fed, we allow tiltul nevela, even a dead lion can be cut up for that dog. That's what Shlomo HaMelech meant. So, l'inyan shayla d'shila kamechon, and as far as the shayla that we asked before about kibbur ener and Shabbos for the sake of a chola, ner kri ener, v'nishmas shaladim kri ener. A ner is called a ner, and the person's neshama is called a ner. Mutav tich ben ner shal basar v'dam, mepnei nero shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That better that on Shabbos, the ner of a basar v'dam will be extinguished because of the neshama, which is the ner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning you're allowed to extinguish a candle, what we call a candle, in order that the Ner of Hashem, namely the Neshama, should continue to exist. So he finally got back to that answer. But we took this massive detour where we tried to explain what Shlomo HaMelech means when he says that the deceased are greater than the living. So we had different interpretations, whether it's deceased tzaddikim from previous generations, or other possibilities about David HaMelech getting mechila, and all these other possibilities as well. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up Daf Lamed and Beis at Amar Avida Breder of Shmuel Bar Shila.